Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play D&D podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
Thank you. Ugh, what a to-do.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
And I say, remember me as I was.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz.
Destiny calls, people.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Welcome, listeners. Although we might look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. Spellbound is made possible by our fantastic patrons on Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, our beautiful patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, which includes access to our pre-game discussions, remote movie watching parties, and more. Top-tiered patrons even unlock one gifted avatar commission from Rebecca. So if you're interested in unlocking some bonus content, head on over to patreon.com/spellpod. Welcome back, listeners. Or if this is your first time listening to Spellbound ever, just welcome. If you want to jump right into the action, or even if you just need a reminder on what our heroes have accomplished so far, head on over to mkcarter.com/story so far for a detailed refresher. When last we left our heroes, Delalia and Thea had to face their fears in order to escape the Nightmare Flame. And Felix and Silvertongue went on a little side quest of their own, fishing a suit of armor from the bottom of a stream running through the mountain. Most importantly, Bill came back. Now our heroes must travel deeper into the mines in search of Pipsqueak Fiddlefair and the monster who abducted him. I will see you in the story!
I'm glad you have crazy magic stuff, but there's going to be a point where you're no longer Felix anymore. Also,
no, don't say that.
Did Felix get in the way of a bad engorgement spell as a kid? Because he's massive.
I am offended by that. No, I don't fucking know.
Like, some people are big, but his parents are really small.
I know. Oh my god. I think it was one of those
you
things
split
where it's
her
just
in half.
Oh my god, don't. Don't.
I also found a thing that, like, I'm not telling you how to play the game, Emma. But there's a rabbit that has a horn and it's magical and I want it to be dashing. I'm gonna send this to you. I'm gonna tweet about it right now.
So in Felix's defense, Rebecca sucks with numbers, and I did not realize how tall I was making him, how freakishly huge of a gnome he is. But I mean, in the D&D books, like, it said 3 feet to 4 feet. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just go on the larger number then. I didn't realize until I actually made a height chart that I was like, oh, damn.
It makes me wonder
so tall.
Felix's dad is actually Felix's dad. He does have trouble with magic. Maybe he's not all gnome.
Oh, ouch. I honestly don't know. This is all Emma's doing. Like, I only gave so much information and now she's just running away with it. So Emma, I am as in the dark as you guys are.
You have to solve this somehow in the story.
Everything that involves Felix. I am so in the dark right now and I'm loving it. So I was walking around that room. Didn't seem to lead anywhere down that hallway. And there's a river that way. But I'm not sure if it leads anywhere. So I'm not sure which way we go from here.
Well, we need to go. I think we need to go past our dwarf friend.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Thea, or not Thea, Felix. I'm sorry. I'll retcon this and I'll put it back in where it should have been. Felix, when you were in the river, it tasted gross. It smelled and tasted gross. And you didn't check for that, but you were in it. So I'm going to say that you would have just, it was gross when you went underwater and the water went in your mouth. It tasted gross and smelled sulfury.
I had to get in the river to get the armor. And
now you smell like it.
And it's what not.
You smell like okay, a witch traveling.
It was the river, okay? Like, it just, it's, I don't have any explanation why, but poisoned, the river was really smelling.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. Like, it smelled like sulfur. I think I'm fine. I think I'm fine. Like, he's like feeling himself over, like.
Yeah, for Vita the like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
So,
Dora, damn it.
So maybe whatever's polluting everything, we have to go up the mountain for? Like, because yeah. This river.
Well, then we need to go
down.
Deal with this shyster, right? And then we need to get back on track.
Right.
Let's go past Dwarfy Boy.
Okay.
Come on, Bills.
Boop, boop. Both Bills follow. They both trot in unison towards you. You guys creep deeper into the cave, and you see that there is a narrower passageway that goes further into the mountain. You pass some more amethyst crystals and another
Hey, Sword, are you seeing this?
Stalagmite.
What does the elven one want?
There's stones everywhere, dumb shit.
She's... can she hear it?
She can't hear it, but you can, and the sword says,
she should not talk to me this way. Felix! Do away with her.
No.
Host.
We're not doing that. We're not
Slay
doing that.
Slay the wench.
We are not doing that. Do I have to make a wisdom saving throw?
You make a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Okay, thank you.
Because slaying a wench is like...
Yeah, it's like the more crazy 12. Or like extreme it is. Okay, so yeah, for this one, you just had to beat a 10. So you feel like it's trying to make you do something, but your will is to keep your friends alive is stronger than its will to punish Delalia for her insolence.
Yeah, and he's just like basically pushing down the sword, and he's like, no, we're not doing that. No. Delalia, sword doesn't like you. Maybe don't antagonize it.
I don't owe that sword anything.
And you have this conversation as you go down this narrow passageway. And as you are walking further into this mine, along the walls, you see someone or something has taken the time to carve frightening images onto the wall here. Angry faces full of sharp teeth. Creatures with long claws, and even the faces of people screaming in fear or pain. You can almost hear the echo of their screams. You follow the path until it curves to the left and then again to the right. The path continues onward, but now to your right, you see something peculiar. The ground here seems to have caved in. There is a long, narrow strip of earth that is sunken into the ground. You can't even see how far down it goes with a cursory glance, but it has left by some bits of earth. So essentially what you see is a narrow like canyon almost with little jumping stones that you could jump across if you wish to. And you can see there is track there where there once was a minecart track. And a will-o-wisp appears at the other end of the narrow strip, and it glows, and its glow illuminates the largest diamond you've ever seen in your life.
Yes, just like that.
No, not like that. guys.
The will-o-wisp floats down the narrow strip towards your party, circles you, then begins to float back the other way, illuminating the giant diamond and disappearing into what might be another pathway.
Is this wisp helping us?
I don't know. Should we go?
Can I roll for is that wisp helping us?
Sure. And here, I'm going to move this wisp.
Also, I'm just going to say it so that we have it. Retcon. Lydia can't read. but Thea is talking in verse, not in reverse.
Oh my gosh. It's so similar.
I'm
definitely
roll.
Rolling perception.
So Delaney got a 16. Felix got a 12. No, I'll go with the first one.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Whoa.
Princess Thea got a 20. Dirty 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dirty 20.
Felix, you're looking at this like strip of earth that's fallen away, and it's frightening because you cannot see how far down this like sinkhole in the earth goes. You do see the diamond, and you hear / feel Silvertongue in your ears saying,
"Yes, that would be wonderful. Wouldn't it? On the biggest treasure of them all."
Where on earth do you think we are going to put that? We are in the middle of something here.
It doesn't matter. All that matters is that it belongs to me. I mean us.
Okay. No.
And so you guys are having that conversation. Delalia, you notice that the Will-O-Wisp disappears off, you know, as if it's going down another path. And you think that there must be something back there, or mm-hmm. some passageway back there. Thea, with your dirty 20, you think, just like as if maybe it's around the corner, straight ahead and to the right, it looks like maybe there's something peeking out from this passageway where the Will-O-Wisp went. Like, there's something back there.
Yeah, I think you better stay here. I don't fancy your chances against walking on several stepping stones.
No, look. There's something peeking out from inside that nook.
Hey, there you go, girl.
There it is.
Yes. Bill and Lil. I love Bill and Lil.
The dog's names are Bill and Lil.
I love you.
Lil has a little bow, like in Phil and Lil.
And Bill also has a bow because we don't follow those traditional gender roles here.
Can they have bow ties?
Magical forest Fine. Dogs.
Fine. Lil has a little mark on her head that's a little star. Mm-hmm. Like a little patch of fur that looks like there's a little star
and
on
Bill
her
has
head.
A penis.
I was gonna say, could Lil just be called Lil for Lily because she has lilies growing on her?
Oh, that's better. That's better. Thank you, Becca. She goes, "Woof!"
Nice to meet you, Lil.
Lil is very excited to join the crew. So yeah, what would you guys like to do?
There's a thing peeking out of the nook, Thea.
Yes, I guess.
You poor thing. Is there any way you can undo that spell, Thea?
I don't know, but I think it's a no-go.
So do you recommend that we cross these track things? Oh, so don't cross these things.
One word?
One word is fair.
Just one word? Just one word?
I think we should cross. Just be careful. Not to be at a loss for footing.
Okay, cool. Deal, 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 deal.
Wait, could you just do haiku?
If you want to.
That's hard.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Onward.
All right. If you're going to attempt to cross what should I call this? Is it a canyon? Is it a crevice? Chasm. There's
chasm.
The word.
A chasm.
If you would like chasm. To attempt to cross the chasm, go ahead and roll dexterity to leap. Actually, I'll say this first one here, this first little stone, that's close enough that you guys can easily jump onto the first one. You won't have to jump until you reach this guy right here.
Okay.
16.
What did y'all get?
I got a 13.
I got a nat 20.
Felix got a 16. Awesome. So yeah, all three of you are able to jump from here. Let's do one at a time. Since Princess Thea, since you got the nat 20, you are definitely able to cross to this middle section. Describe for me how you do it, because you do it absolutely perfectly.
I don't know if it's because she rhymes now or I don't know, newfound confidence, but she does like a tiptoe from like one panel to the next, and then she's gonna like crouch and wiggle her butt and then like jump and try and do like a gazelle leap and land and wobble a little and stabilize and just kind of go, huh.
And then Felix, you got a 16, so you are also able to jump across. I think with Thea's help, she's able to kind of catch you and give you a hand. So you guys are both there on that middle, that first block. Before you jump, Delalia, someone else is going to have to jump off to make room for you, since only two people can be on these ledges at a time. So Delalia, that 13 will get you over there, but Felix and Thea, okay, one of you has to leave this block to make room for Delalia.
Oh no.
We got a 12 and a 17.
We're about to see what the DC is on this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So Felix, you are able to leap across. You kind of like stumble a little bit. It's a little shaky, but you kind of crouch and grip the rail, mm-hmm, and you're able to stabilize yourself. You move over to make room for Thea. Thea, you do the exact same thing that you did before, feeling pretty confident, and you make it across and you land on the other side, and there's a moment of, oh. And then it starts to fall out underneath you as the rock is giving way a little bit.
Yeah, grab her.
Thea, make a dexterity saving throw. And Felix, also make a dexterity saving throw or an athletics saving throw, either to grab her quickly or to just hold on to her really tight.
Oh, no. Do I have inspiration? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, I used my inspiration.
Princess Thea, Felix goes to grab you and help you up. But as he does, the rock continues to crumble underneath you, and you grip Felix and the track. But now you are dangling above the chasm.
Can I pull her up? Do we have rope?
I'm gonna let.
Otherwise, we have no hope.
Delalia, you made it. You made it. So Delalia is on the other side. You see this happen in front of you, Delalia. Can you help in any way? Do you think?
I want to throw my rope at Thea.
Okay.
And hold on to one end of it and throw it toward her to grab onto if she's able to.
I guess make an acrobatics check, Thea, to hold on and catch something at the same time.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
13. Okay, so you are able to grab the rope when Delalia throws it at you, Thea. It's scary, though, because for a second you think you're going to lose your grip, but Felix is there to hold you. So you are secure, and now you're holding Delalia's rope.
I'm gonna reach one end to Felix and ask him and say, tie this to the track. I'll try and climb back up.
Okay. And so Felix ties it.
All right, and you are able to secure it there. And Princess Thea, make an athletics check with advantage because you have this rope and Felix is helping you.
Oh no. Oh my God.
No. Oh no. Oh,
wow. No way.
All right. Thea rolled a 5 even with advantage.
Oh my God.
So Thea, you...
It's because I have a -2 in athletics. I was like, how did you get a 0? Oh, that's right.
Oh, I'm so glad you had advantage, though, because if you had gone with a 0, that would have been a critical fail.
No.
Thea, you let go of Felix to hold onto the rope, but it's hard, right? Like, people do this in movies all the time, but the moment you let go of Felix, you fall a little bit. Like, you still have the rope in the one hand, but you lose your grip, and it takes you a couple seconds to, like, really latch onto the rope again. So now you are holding onto this rope, but you're about 5 feet further down in the chasm. I don't know why I can't remember the word. In the chasm. In the vagina.
The abyss.
In the beautiful vagina. No, in the chasm.
Well, that sucks. Are you okay?
Why did you throw the rope to him?
I don't know. It seemed like the way to go.
That sword probably tried to make him drop you.
No, it did not.
Sword, don't you realize that she's worth an entire kingdom? Can't you do anything to help?
Why is the elven one speaking to me like that? Felix,
I guess you don't want all the wealth of Highgard. It's fine. I'll take it for myself once she's gone.
No! Felix, we will not allow this. You must pull the girl up.
Okay. I'll pull her up.
Delilia, do you want to try to jump over to join him and help pull Thea? Oh, actually.
That's a 21.
So yeah, Felix, describe how you pull Thea up from her doom.
Felix gets down low onto the railing, and kind of like when people are on ice, he like spreads out his weight, but he reaches down and just it's a whole lot of adrenaline, and he just reels her up like a fish, and like it's a little shaky, but like he manages to grab her hand and pull her up.
And she says, "Thank you. Oh, what a to do!
What a to do indeed!
What a to do!"
I guess I'll have to wait until
tomorrow to take all of the wealth of Highgard. We better work together to keep this one safe.
Why does your friend torment me so? We will seek our vengeance in the night.
No, we're not seeking our vengeance in the night. Stop it. Okay, let's go.
All right, Felix, make another dexterity check to see if you can jump to the final rock.
21. Whoa! I'm doing good. 2 21s in a row. Hey, yo!
Whoa. Felix, you're on a roll. You've got that adrenaline pumping. And so after you get Thea up, you're like, no, we're not going to seek vengeance in the night. Yeah. And you just like, huh! And you jump yourself across the final to the final stone, and you land, and you are now, if you wish, able to step into this area. Delilia and Lydia, or Princess Thea and Delilia, do you guys want to go ahead and make checks to jump as well?
Yeah, I'll jump.
Felix is going to stay on that square just in case Thea falls again. He can catch her or slips. Thanks. Or anything. I'm sorry. It's just
no.
The
it's
statistics
valid.
Show. Oh, no, you don't need it all. Right.
You guys did great. Describe for me how you both, so Delilia, you with the ease of an elven ranger are able to leap onto the stone with Princess Thea. You're totally fine. And Princess Thea, you are able to leap over to your friend Felix. How does Thea do that? She just had a brush with death. How does she rally herself?
Well, she is... She kind of, the last one, you know, she thought she had it made. She was feeling herself after having, you know, made it right out of the gate. And so she wasn't paying attention. But this time she's really concentrating. And so she does the same thing. She like steadies herself and then like wiggles her butt and does her gazelle leap. And with wide
she's
eyes.
She's really doing that leap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lands and does like a.
Can I say how I did it though?
Yes, please do.
So it's like it's like Ming Na Wen in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but like, oh God, pleasant. Yes. So physically exactly that. But you know how that character is so bitchy? Like she's mm-hmm. just like always mad.
I love her.
Instead of being mad, she's like crouched down low. That's how she gets that booty popping and mm-hmm. gets just like goes across and leans up, you know, like it's always staying low to the ground, keeping her center of gravity really. It's all very calculated. She knows the science behind her movements and you can see it. And it's sexy and also inspirational.
Both of the bills just like woof for you from the other side of Thank the you. Chasm where they have just been waiting and watching with their little tails wagging.
They're proud of their parental guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys.
All right.
Wait, are they coming? Come on.
They both look at each other like they do not want to cross the chasm.
Guys, if you die, you'll just come back later, okay? Come on.
Make a persuasion check, Delilia.
Oh.
Word and animal handling check? No,
let's
persuasion.
See what's gonna be more successful.
They're magic puppies. Can't they just like
No, animal step? Handling.
Okay, animal handling.
Yes. Yeah. Justin, I made you give me what I wanted by whining like audibly big whine.
the year old animal handling. So Bill, who's been with you before, he looks to Lil and kind of nods like, oh, and he takes a step out onto the first stone, and then he's going to roll to try and jump to the second stone.
I'll get his character sheet pulled up. Weirdly rolled it twice.
So I'm going to go with the first one because that's what I do. So Bill rolls a 9. So Bill does, he kind of does that thing a dog does when he's like on the edge of something and you can tell they really want to jump, but they're a little bit nervous. So he kind of like goes backwards and then comes back again. He kind of walks in circles a couple times and finally he makes the jump, but he's not able to quite reach it exactly. And so he clasps his little paws onto the stone, onto the track, but now he is dangling off the edge of this middle stone in the chasm. And Lil is on the other side, like pacing back and forth anxiously and whining.
I go get buddies. Him.
You go get him.
Oh my God.
All right, Delilia, roll to go back and get Bill.
Is it acrobatics or dex? It doesn't matter, I guess.
Acrobatics.
Nice. And you do. 20.
So tell me what happens, Delilia.
So I go and I grab him by his like, so the saving is for John Parker, who does not want Emma to murder any more animals in this campaign. So I pick him up by his barrel chest and lift him up, and he's like sort of straddling my body. So I hold him like a baby that's basically the same size as me, and go back over there.
Well, you have to roll again to jump back.
With a dog.
Oh no!
There's a rope. Wait, can she roll with advantage? There's a rope.
No, because now she's holding a dog. So I was going to give her disadvantage so it evens out. Oh no, Delilia, you rolled a 5.
This is for you, John.
Okay.
You guys chose to bring a dog over a chasm. It's not my fault.
What other options do we have? Leave him behind?
It's a magical forest dog.
Oy. You try to jump across the chasm with Bill, Delilia. And I think Lorne is looking at you from the other side, shaking his little head like, no, what are you doing, Delilia? Stop. But you leap, Delilia, and you are just way too heavy with all of Bill's weight to make it to the other side. Delilia, you're falling into a chasm.
No!
Holding Bill. You guys are falling down into the chasm.
It's a magic dog. Can it do something?
Wait, can hold person stop a person from falling?
I don't know.
No. Well, damn, let's double check before I say no. I don't
I'm
think
excited
it can,
to see what's
but...
in this chasm.
Death? Death?
Probably like marshmallows.
Yeah, sure. And she lands right on top of the monster.
Yes. Get him.
Oh no.
And she kills him. She just rolls by chance and just kills him. And we all go home.
Or I'll just be crushed. This is where all those bones came from, huh? Cool.
Okay, so we cannot use whole person to stop you two from falling. I want to give you a chance to do something though. But first, Felix and Thea, you see Delilia try to jump over with Bill and she biffs it.
Oh no. There they go.
Oh no.
I wish I could stop rhyming. This is really awkward timing.
It really is.
Delilia, make a dexterity saving throw, I guess, to try and catch yourself or grab the wall or...
Whoa!
It's a natural 24.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So everybody sings so I fall. And then you see my white knuckles on one hand holding on to a rung. And I go, not today. And I throw Bill up. And he's like, ah! And then I like pull myself up after that. And it's like sweaty and grimy. And one of my sleeves is ripped for some reason. Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what happens.
Thank you, Emma. God. I love you.
Emma, you patient DM. God
I'm
bless you.
I'm gonna Venmo Emma like $20.
God
just
bless
I feel
you.
Like that's fair.
You rolled a nat 20 though. You rolled a nat 20.
That is amazing.
Okay.
I feel like if Delilah and Felix didn't feel so familial to Thea, Thea would be blushing right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh. On the other side of the chasm, Lil just like is yipping and being really excited that Bill and Delaney are okay.
Shh. Yay. You're welcome to join, Lil. Or actually, you know what, Lil? If Glimgoff and the others come, let them know where we went and what's going on.
Ooh, and good send thinking. Us a buff so we know they're
here.
Fluff. I don't know.
This is amazing. Lil looks I'm
confused
this.
At
I'm
Princess Thea, but nods and decides that she will be the guard dog for okay. you guys. She's going to guard this
look
side.
Out for wisps, but I think maybe the wisps are a friend. Also, take care of yourself. Also, see if you can discover any secrets or something. And speak telepathically to me about it. All right, bye.
All right, so currently Felix and Thea are standing on the last stone and Bill and Delalia are standing on the second to last stone. So Felix and Thea, are you guys going to step onto the ledge that has the giant diamond on it?
Yes.
Wait.
Gotta get out of the way.
No. We're gonna perceive first because I don't want Indiana Jones stuff happening here. So would investigation or perception to see if there's any like booby traps or any reason why we shouldn't just step directly.
Perception's good.
I just have perception.
Oh why gosh, are we doing so well? What the hell? We're so on this.
You're so good. Watch,
as
what
soon
did
as
you
we
roll?
Get into a confrontation, it's going to be all like single.
We're
digits.
Dead. We're so dead. I rolled a 20.
I rolled a 17.
A 20.
So you guys did really well. Okay.
You see nothing.
So Thea, you put a hand on Felix and you know, to get him to wait. And you guys really look at this platform to see if there's anything you might have missed. And as you are watching.
Wait. Can Thea say, wait, let's not tempt fate?
Yes. I love it.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Does that make up for the fluff one earlier?
Yes, it does.
So you wait. And then you start to notice that there's a sort of like hazy, foggy sort of like, you didn't notice it from further away, but now that you're here, you see that there's some kind of gas in the air or some kind of mist. Felix, you see what Princess Thea saw before, that there's something sort of peeking out from behind the other hallway, from behind this, like, there's a little entryway over here to the right. And you see that there looks like there's like a skeleton like laying in the passageway, just kind of like with its arm extended outward, like somebody met their horrible fate here. And you are suspicious of this misty cloud that is on this platform.
May I ask, does it take over the whole platform or is it in a corner kind of like in the picture?
So when the Willibisk comes back out, they glow. So they illuminate all this for you. And you're able to see that the Will-O-Wisp is illuminating this misty space, but it looks like there is less mist in the direction where they come from. So they are entering from a passageway. It looks like the mist is more consolidated right here in this immediate area, but there's a passageway over to your right where there's less mist.
Hmm.
Hold your breath. Otherwise, it's death.
You're getting really good at this. Felix is going to take his cape and he's going to tear some strips off of it and he's going to hand one to Thea and he's going to leave a couple laying there next to the thing, but he tears like little like bandana sized chunks out of his cape for them to tie around their mouths.
Thea's going to do that.
Okay. So Thea, you and Felix are able to step onto this platform. Delalia, to join them, you'll need to make another acrobatics check to jump this last hurdle.
Yes.
18.
Okay. So, Delalia, are you still carrying Bill with you? Or are you just doing it on your own?
I'm carrying Bill.
Okay. Well, just because I'm just going to say you guys make it because you rolled well. It's going to give you disadvantage, but it didn't say that before you rolled.
You can if you want to.
Just roll a second die. Let's just see what it is. I'm just curious. Just see.
We can always cut this if we need to.
Unintended the consequence of your actions.
It's a great thing.
Oh,
so it's fine.
Okay, yeah, you both are able to jump on over.
Emma?
She's a psycho, guys. I'm telling you.
It's the DM curse.
Kelsey, blink once if Emma's scary.
So Felix, you were able to hand Delalia something to cover her mouth as well. What do you do about Lauren and Bill? They're holding back because they don't have something to cover their mouths.
I tie a handkerchief on their mouth.
Okay. All right. What do you guys do next?
I'm gonna
say you're all here now.
Making my way downtown. Just going, heading towards that skeleton.
You're literally passing gas.
So do we want to steal this diamond so that the sword can't have it, or are we leaving it here?
No, we don't. Yes. We don't.
Take it.
How?
Take it.
How?
With your hands.
I can't carve it from that. The stone.
Don't we I want to touch it back after we've
and grab it then. We'll grab it
can
then.
Can they hear look. The sword? Can they hear the sword at this point?
No.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Oh. So I'll, you know what? The sword. Mm-hmm. I am going to grab this diamond for you on the way back. But I'm only going to grab that diamond for you if all of us survive this. So. All right. Let's go.
If you push her off now, we won't have to compete with her later.
Hell no. What's wrong with you? Delilia, stop antagonizing my sword. Sword, stop.
I'm just helping the sword out. I mean, stop the sword doesn't have Delilia. Hands, so if it wants me to grab this diamond for him, he's going to have to make sure me and my friends live.
Felix, so. If the sword gets too pushy, we can always make it scoochy.
Slant rhyme, but I'll take that.
So what do you do?
Felix is going to make his way towards the skeleton to investigate it.
Okay. And Delalia, you said you were touching the diamond?
Yep.
Delalia, you touched the diamond?
You lit a candle and now you touch a diamond? Stop touching
I'm
things!
I'm crazy now, guys. I am...
Stop touching things!
Delalia, you touched
Felix.
The diamond?
God damn it. It's totally a thing. You just triggered a thing.
No, she's
check
just
in with your friends.
She's red herring us.
Herringing. You touched the diamond? She's and like, suddenly this like monster... No. And nothing happened. It's very smooth and it's very big. It would take some work. It would take the work of like somebody with mining equipment to get this out of here. This is more than a one man job.
Yeah, I'm not really planning on getting the diamond, but I'm trying to give the sword impetus to keep us alive.
And Felix, you go over to the body to inspect it. Go ahead and roll an investigation check for me.
7. I don't have to see.
It's real
I'm
dead.
So bad. Yep, that's a dead body.
It doesn't look like a gnome. It looks like maybe a poor adventurer wandered in here attempting to get the diamond and met his or her or their fate. And now it's just a skeleton.
Huh.
I guess I could do an insight check. Is there anything in this room that looks like a weird beastie has been here of the kind that is attacking the villagers?
Oh my god.
To your knowledge, Thea, this room doesn't look like there's much in here. As you go in further, you see that there are some like barrels and crates. You don't see any signs of a creature living in here, but you do see on this far wall, on the wall directly in front of you when you enter, there are some small pink stones on the far wall.
They look important. I'm gonna lean up against the diamond and say, yep. Yeah, no, I figured it out how we're going to get this out of here. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. You and me, sword.
Like, Felix just shakes his head at her as he heads into the other room. Just like, you're so full of shit.
I found some rocks. I don't know what box they might tick.
I don't know.
Oh, neat. I'll go get one.
You stop touching things! Oh my god! You're that kid in the store.
What purpose might they hold in this cave of old?
If you want to take a rock, you have to mine for it. It's in the wall.
Oh, can I look at the rock and see what its deal is?
Yeah. Roll insight. Delilah, you look at these rocks and you think, huh, pink. Pink rocks. What do I know about pink rocks? And like, yeah. And then there's that moment where click, you realize that the camera is powered by
rose quartz.
I think I even called it star rose quartz.
Oh, hey, Wisp. Is this you? Is this your body?
Are you trying to commune with the dead?
Yeah.
She talks to animals and the dead, folks. One second. Let me look up Wisps and if they talk back.
How would we mine these? We don't have mining equipment.
He's just going to say, Delalia, keep away. Be careful what you say.
You see that the Wisp is kind of circling around this like same pattern. It's almost as if it's like an NPC in a video game. There's a path that it takes that it sticks to. And you see that as it comes back into this room, it sort of swirls around the body and lets out a, like a sigh, a sad sigh, and then floats back on its path again. And it seems to be in a cycle.
Oh, guys, this is sad. That was definitely that Wisp.
I think we should turn back. The monster this room does lack.
Does anyone know how to let a soul rest? Here, I'm gonna. Can I roll history? Maybe.
I think I did Arcana. I'll roll if I haven't already. I'm gonna roll Arcana with her because
okay.
I've been wondering that too.
I'm not good at that. I got a 10. Lydia got a 15, and Felix got a 17.
Felix and Princess Thea, you would have heard that there are clerics who, religious leaders and clerics who do have the ability to put the deceased to rest if they encounter an anguished spirit. I mean, you would know that it is possible, but it might not be possible for one of you to do that because you don't have that power. So like within D&D terms, like if you guys had a cleric with you, then the cleric could potentially have that spell and could do that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do in this case. We just don't have the ability.
A cleric would have to make a quest to put the soul to rest.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Friend. Thank you for showing us to this room that has nothing in it for us. But
can Felix use his try and use the crowbar maybe and try and pry one of those crystals free to
sure. Why not?
I think some batteries would be good.
Go ahead and make an athletics check, Felix. Does anybody else want to look at anything else in here?
Yeah, or I want to look at these little barrels and stuff over here.
So I broke my crowbar.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. That is what crowbars are for. I feel like you should know that.
Felix takes the crowbar and he rears back and he jams it into the wall to try and pull it out, kind of like a pickaxe. And the crowbar won't come out. It's just stuck in there. Like he's like, well, okay, like it's jammed. There's no getting that thing out now.
He's just gonna have to walk away from this.
This is the rest of its days in this cave. Now I'm so sorry, crowbar. We've had so many memories and adventures together. And he's just like, well, that didn't work. And he's just going to walk away.
Delalia, you're looking through the barrels over here and you take the lid off of one of them and it smells very strongly of gunpowder.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
And there is writing on the barrel in Dwarvish.
Ooh.
Does anybody read Dwarvish?
I don't think.
I'm really starting to think that your like colonist family effed up a good thing down here. It seems like they have like a whole community. This is sad. This is a little sad.
Canonically, the dwarves left this area before the gnomes moved in.
Good.
Like they left to move to the other side of the mountain.
I know that you said that, but it sounds like a lot of apologist stuff.
Hey,
so
because there are colonizers in this world, but I'm trying to clarify that the gnomes aren't the colonizers.
No, the gnomes are not the colonizers here.
No, that
like,
we did not.
We did not push anyone out. We just happened to move into a place that was vacated. And
well,
we don't use the mines that much. What?
Yeah. Why was it vacated? Why did the dwarves leave?
I don't know. Giant.
Can
beastie?
I look at the other things?
You find in the other two, let's see.
I think this is it, guys. This is going to be the really important thing that Emma planted here that she wanted us to find.
Clearly.
Fine. I'm just going to say this. You look through one of the boxes and you find a pickaxe.
Ooh. Nice.
Hey!
Look, a pickaxe.
Yay!
Felix, do you want to use this on the rose quartz?
Yeah, I'll give another crack at it.
Get it?
Okay, and so Felix is going to go and aim a little carefully better. And hopefully this time it goes better. It did not. I rolled a 5. What the hell is going on?
Felix, it's hard because these rocks are really small compared to the other crystals that you've seen growing in this mine. So you just miss.
All right.
I think we need to get back. I'm going to take some of this gunpowder, though, and I want to get a little packet of gunpowder.
Delilia, when you go to try and take some of the gunpowder from the barrel, you notice that there's like a, oh my God, what is it called? A fuse?
Fuse.
Like a little, like a string. Uh-huh. And you get the feeling that this whole thing is ripped. Like a bomb.
Oh,
or like, yeah, or an explosive, like the whole barrel.
I want it.
I wonder if this could be a dumb idea. This is Becca talking, but Becca is... What if we took the barrel and blew up that wall behind us and then we wouldn't have to go across the chasm again?
Ooh, good call. Or everything could collapse on us.
Or everything could collapse on us. But ideally...
Yes. So I just have a quick question about my curse. It says it's supposed to last an hour. How do we know when that hour is up?
That's a good point. It hasn't been a full hour yet, but let's say since you're a Nightmare Candle adventure, it's probably been at least 30 minutes. Okay, so let's say you're halfway there.
Did anybody else hear that laughter? That creepy laughter in the background? Did anybody else hear that? Please tell me somebody
else started scary music.
Sorry, can you repeat all of that? Because I was looking up how long this...
Oh, so I was asking the question of what do you guys think if we tried to use that barrel to blow up this wall so we wouldn't have to go across that big chasm again and risk death? Or loss of puppers.
That idea, you know what? You are like the closest thing to cross the bridge. I would like not.
I think that this it could potentially kill us, but I mean, you are the closest thing to an expert in mining we have in this group. So if you think it's a good idea, go for it.
What about the gas?
That is a very low bar.
It's an extremely low bar. But look at me and Thea. Like, what have we got here? I've never even seen a rock before.
What about the gas behind us?
Well, we have the bandanas on. As long as we steer clear.
What is that gas about?
I think you guys, I won't say that.
I'll roll insight and see if I can tell what the gas is.
Nope.
Seems I cannot.
I'm going to do it too. I just want to know if it's flammable.
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. 20. Natural 20. There's my natural 20. I can't carve a gem out of a cave wall to save my life. But apparently I know whether something is going to blow me up.
Day,
so. I know. I know. Like
Felix, you're looking at this gas over here in this area and you hear Silvertongue whisper in your ear.
Only a fool would let themselves be poisoned by the gas. Clearly that adventurer did not know what they were doing. But you are a smart one, Felix. You won't let yourself be poisoned. You will use this pickaxe to retrieve the diamond.
But that doesn't tell us if it's...
Thank you for that information. However, now is not the time to go mining, especially because we don't know how we're going to carry it. Remember, we're gonna take care of this other task, and then the nice elf lady is going to get the crystal for you.
Yep.
That's
right.
You don't know if it's flammable or not. You could try experimenting if you want to.
So, I think we're good. Let's blow this ball up.
Yeah, let's try. Let's give it a shot. If we die, we die. And this is where the adventure ends. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
It's been
this
great.
Has been Spellbound.
There's 35 dragon treats left.
Oh my gosh. Okay, can I retcon a little bit? Can I say that there's 2 barrels of explosives? So you have there. Let's say there's one over here. You look around you, and it's like, oh, there's one barrel over there too. So you have 2 barrels of explosives.
Okay, so Felix is gonna go get that barrel and move it over next to the other one. Next to the wall, right? Isn't that right? No?
It's whatever you choose to do.
Yes.
Why'd you give us 2 if that wasn't the choice? What?
Is she trying to give us the ability to kill ourselves?
She likes the idea now.
What would you like to do?
Ew. I hate when you use that voice.
What would you like to do?
I would like to examine these cave walls and see if I think that one or two barrels would be best. I did roll a nat 20. Motherfucker, you guys are still good.
What is happening?
We don't know.
This is where this is where our shitty week went to. It all led into these. Yes, we were just charging up our dice.
We deserve this.
That's how karma works. You burn off your bad karma.
Yep.
Delilia, you go over to the wall to try and like figure out like, okay, is there a good spot where I can put this barrel to blow up this wall? And you're touching it and feeling along it. And then you feel a piece of the wall that you just like press into it. And then the wall starts to like move and it opens up. And it is, there's now an opening in this wall.
Oh, so we didn't have to blow anything up.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Aren't you glad that Delilia checked to see if you had to blow it up?
Yes. Wait, why'd you give us two barrels then? You tried to kill us.
Yep. She just added in another barrel.
Yeah, how rude.
Also, I mean, do we think that maybe that gas was helpful gas?
Do you think?
Maybe we should go back and get some more. I mean,
No. That gas is poison. Like,
oh. Thanks for letting us know.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I didn't say anything. Like, it's a gas. It's a gas in a chamber. Clearly, it's not safe.
The only reason I bring it up is because...
Should we check the creepy laugh? I feel like that's a thing to...
Did you guys hear a laugh? Literally did not.
I think it's just the music. Like, it's just... I think it's just embedded in the music.
It's really weird. It's not the music.
Emma, stop it.
Guys, every time I do anything with my face or my voice, you say it's weird.
We don't trust you. We don't trust you anymore.
Totally I'm just doing weird stuff.
We're afraid of your god complex.
Hey, Lil.
We're back.
She's very excited to see you both again.
Let's go back this way toward the maybe laugh.
I just imagine those dogs that are just like...
Bill and Lil lick each other and sniff each other's butts, happy to see each other again.
Oh, yay.
Lick each other's butts. I'm really glad you said sniff.
They might lick a little bit.
They might lick a little bit. Lux definitely licked crap out of Gizmo's butt when they became friends.
And Freya's constantly biting Heimdall's penis and butthole.
Ew.
She thinks it's hilarious, and he is terrorized.
I would think it was hilarious too.
It's funny, but it's not.
That's all I would
do. He just looks at us like this, like,
"Help me!"
Yes,
like power move.
Yeah. Okay,
all right, you guys see a long tunnel in front of you. What do you do?
Excuse me, Wisp.
We're gonna investigate it before we go down it.
We investigate it before we go down it.
There's a wisp. It's wisping around.
It's wisping away.
Hey, Wisp. If you don't have anything to say besides come look at my dead body, leave us the shit alone.
Okay.
This wisp hears you, Delilia, and it's gonna like kind of like flicker, like when a fire kind of like pops. And it's
crackles.
Probably going to like lash out at you because you just harassed it. So Delilia, I'm gonna make an attack roll against you real quick.
Honestly, at this point, I was like, thought that one was being our friend. Clearly, it's just a dead guy that's like, ooh, he lured us over there.
He didn't lure us, the diamond did.
Delilia, 17, that hits, yeah?
It does.
Okay, Delilia, you kind of say that to that wisp, and it recognizes that you're close to it, and because you've addressed it, it flickers like when a fire kind of crackles and like gets really big for a second, and it is going to shock you for 2d8 lightning damage.
Rude. Oh my
Yikes.
God.
Got
See,
a one.
That's what you get for
and
being
a two.
An
so it only gives, you only get 3 damage. It's just a little shock.
You brought this upon yourself. You
Shoo.
Know.
Shoo.
So rude. I said
Shoo.
No.
Alright. Alright. Let's just yeah. get past it and Mom, stop yeah. antagonizing everything yeah. that could kill you, Delilia. Please.
I'm in a mood to investigate that corridor. What the fuck? Corridor. I rolled a 13 to investigate it.
Suppose I say corridor too.
Oh, yeah, 16.
The corridor looks safe except for this wisp that now it's like legitimately pissed
agitated.
Off at Delilia, and it's agitated and floating in the air in front of you.
I'm going to prestidigitate some sparkly bits behind us to try and distract it.
Behind you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, I, no, y- well, I already said
us.
It.
Yeah.
So you press it. So describe what you do, Princess Thea.
She's just gonna like take some sparks and like prestidigitate them, sort of like arcing over us and then behind us to try and like kind of like woo, like wave at it. Like, look at this sparkly thing. Go over that way. Behind us, not the place we're trying to walk.
Make a performance roll.
Okay,
that's 16 performance. Princess Thea, you make sparks in the air, and the Will-O-Wisp, it doesn't go after them, but it does seem to calm down a little bit, and it kind of turns away and begins lazily floating down the hallway the opposite direction from you again until it reaches the very, very end. And goes left around a corner.
He is just going to look very pointedly at Delalia because she can't think of a rhyme, but she needs her to know that she's watching her.
I see your pointy hands. Yes.
Okay, let's go.
I've had a literal nightmare of a day. Nice.
You lit that candle.
Yeah. I do not dispute that I lit the candle.
You antagonized the Will-O-Wisp.
All right, we now have two bills. Let's go.
Adore her.
I do too. We love our Lelia.
Love her.
Haley, come on, bills.
They follow. Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter here. I'd like to take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. As always, if you want to connect with us on social media, maybe say hi or give us a shout out, make sure to follow us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you share this podcast and tag us or hashtag The Spell Pod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. So gently caress that share button if you too want to become a part of our fantastical Spellbound universe. This week, I would like to read a review. Thank you, Haruzard, for leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Haruzard says, "Love this show! This podcast is a delightful romp through a wonderfully put together world. The characters are all so interesting and the storytelling is incredible. But what else would you expect from professional actors?" Thank you so much, Haruzard. We appreciate you. Leaving a review on Apple Podcast is one of the best ways to help us share this podcast with other people. So if you want to be like Haruzard and support the podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whatever audio service you're listening to this podcast through and leave us a review. I will read it on air as I have done today during our mid-episode break, but truly we would greatly appreciate it. It really does help us to have people review the podcast. So thank you, Haruzard. All right, let's get back to our heroes.
We're trying to be stealthy as we creep along. I'm just going to put that out. I mean,
Everyone stealth checks. Yeah. Everyone will stealth checks. Felix, you have disadvantage.
Yay. I motion hurriedly at the marching band following behind us to like, shh, shh. I have a dirty 20.
I have a 12.
Nice. Okay, 12. Mm-hmm. And then...
Oh, 16.
Hey, that's not bad. That's
16.
Not
bad.
I rolled high, so it's good.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are here. Wait, roll for the bills. Kelsey, roll for the Bill and Lil.
They're not very stealthy.
And Lauren. I'll roll for all of your animals.
Your zoo. Please roll for your petting zoo.
One die. Roll one die for all your animals. For your entire zoo.
What's stealth menagerie. Again? Intelligence? Dexterity.
Dexterity.
Well, okay, they got a 17 for the bills, and Lauren... has... Oh, but he's supposed to.
Is he not in your clavage?
He is.
Okay.
So everyone, you're able to pass pretty stealthily. You see another place in the wall where you can see the river that you interacted with before, Felix. You see there's another opening over here where there's it looks out onto the river. And then you see that there's also a hallway that continues. And you see as you approach this hallway, as you round the bend, essentially, you start seeing a lot more bones. And it's not just like the bones are littered everywhere. It's like they're decorating the hallway. There are lots of skulls. There's an entire pile of skulls in one corner.
Ah!
Can I see what kind of skulls they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
They are skulls of all sizes and all creature.
Does Felix recognize anything?
Just like to see why.
Thea, this seems like someone has decorated this hallway with these trophies of conquest.
Let's proceed with care. That place is giving me a scare.
Me too. Stay close.
Confident though.
See, as scary as this area is, I need to think about the fact that Emma is the one who really decorated the walls.
I know,
bones.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Doing. Guys, this is like, check on your friends.
Ah, what? Ah, there's another pit.
I mean,
this is like, those are definitely, that's this is definitely decorative. Decor.
They look like mushrooms, though.
Interior design.
Do they look like mushroom slices?
Yeah, they do.
Delicious.
Aww, they all look right. Like little baby Bellas. We could fry those up. Come yum on. Yum.
No, Delaney, move your cursor back where it was.
Oh God.
Delaney, you walked out into the hallway.
Well, we followed.
I do like what they've done with the place, though. Oh no, I'm doing my other character.
Delalia, as you're walking down the hallway admiring the gruesome horror of the decoration, you feel the ground begin to fall out from underneath you. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Sorry, I labeled everything, like every window that's open starts with Delalia, so it's hard to tell which one to open. Okay, 21.
You nimbly jump out of the way as the floor in front of you begins to crumble, and you see that there is now a giant pit in the middle of the hallway.
Shoot.
Thea, watch out.
Thank you.
Bill, Lil, Felix, sword. Everybody be careful.
I'm gonna percept. Yeah. Perceive to see if there is more stable ground or if this whole thing is just a shaky, shaky, bad place to be.
Oh. Sorry, I had my disadvantage on.
Well, both I can't see
Felix.
Shit.
Yeah,
yeah, both not see Felix. Shit anyway.
And Thea, you're kind of freaked out. You're freaked out by the whole vibe of this place, and you're unsure if there is a way to proceed forward safely. Delathea, do you want to percept as well?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why I'm against percepting.
Wait, I'm going to use my mage hand.
Oh, damn.
I rolled a 24 so that you don't have to pat the ground magically if you don't want to. Right now.
You can if you want to, though. I was just going to say that, Delavia, you see that there is a ledge on either side of this pit now where your party could do the inchworm on the ledge to get across to the other side. That is an option.
Okay, we could squeal along the edge if that's what we want to do.
I don't think we have any other choice.
Anyone who doesn't want to come can stay behind in this scary cave by themselves if they want to.
Let's
try to stay close to the edge, guys.
The side, but try our best to hide.
Good.
That's awesome. Everybody who is inching along the side, make an acrobatics check.
Of course.
9. Oh.
21.
Oh no.
Hey guys, remember when we were talking about how great our rolls were and how I said as soon as we needed good rolls, they were going to suck?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You did get a nat one. You critted.
All right. Princess Thea, as you were inching along the pit, you look down and you see like the, it's just, you have a moment of vertigo and you, your heel, misses the ground beneath your heel starts to crumble away and you fall down into the pit.
Oh, fuck. Like I'm
no,
in it.
No, why do we keep falling?
Okay. I don't know what to do
I'm
about
gonna
that.
I'm going to take some damage.
Fuck.
Let me roll for damage. Delethia, you rolled a 9. Mm-hmm. Delethia, you are inching your way along across the pit and you see Princess Thea start to fall. And I think instinctively, maybe you reach for her. And in that moment, you also begin to fall into the pit and you both of you fall into the pit. Felix is the only one who is able to keep his footing.
How deep so is
you're
this
making
pit?
It, he just yells, not again.
Delethia falls.
Yes. I didn't mean it that way.
It
I was just
sense.
Narratively trying to weave it in together. Okay.
I'm just trying to tell
where
a story.
Emma cannot win tonight with us.
Oh, no.
I know. We're just teasing you because we love you.
No. Oh, no. Why? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fuck, I was just thinking I should don my mage armor soon.
Okay. Princess Thea and Delalia, you both take 14 damage.
Fuck. I don't think I have that many hit points, guys.
You do. Ooh. I just.
I was like, you fall unconscious again. I swear to the gods of this game.
I have you 3 points left.
You both take 14 points bludgeoning damage as you fall into this like 8-foot hole in the ground. And Thea, you fall at a weird angle and you scrape your arm as on the way down. And so now there's like a on your shoulder, there's like a gash in your shoulder and you don't feel very good at all.
Ow. Are you guys okay? Are you alive?
Yeah.
I think I'm alive, but I do not thrive.
And I'm going to help Thea. I'm going to like push her out, you know, like give her a leg boost.
How far down is the pit?
Yeah. How far is it?
Like 8 feet.
Okay. So I'm not getting out of that anytime soon.
Well, how tall is Delalia, though?
I'm like 5-something. 5'11".
5'11".
So be between if you're like on Delalia's shoulders, I think you could potentially like that as an option.
She's 5'11". You're 4'9", I think. And so
Felix
you
could
would
grab
have
your hands.
Yeah. And if you guys are close enough, Felix can grab your hands. There's that laughter again. Oh my god, it's creepy.
I don't have it. Did you hear it, Lydia?
Don't say that.
No.
You guys don't hear like that little child laughing?
No, dude. That's a you.
Emma, quit it.
I'm not.
You see her fucking face?
Ah! That's like the thing on TikTok right now is when you just angle yourself. You start to be really evil.
Hold on.
I was just trying to mess with you guys.
I'm going to use...
I haven't heard of the child at all.
The pit they fell down is close enough, right?
Wait, like, Delalia. Sorry, Kelsey. What are you at hit point wise?
13.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to use healing hands on myself and give myself some more points, equal to my level, which I think I'm a level 3. So I'm going to go back up to 6 points.
Oh, no, girl, you're level 4.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm going back up to 7 hit points.
Woo.
I can't use that again for like a minute until tomorrow. And then I'm going to say, can you give me a leg up and I'll hoist you up to your pup?
Yeah, thank you.
That was a tourney.
Felix, are you going to do anything to assist or what is Felix doing?
Yes, Felix is going to take out his rope and he's going to throw it like he's going to. Is there like something he can tie the other end to or something? Because I don't want to get pulled in too because I feel like they might be heavier than I am a little. Maybe
Bill and Lil come up to either side of you and look at you like.
Yeah, well, all right. And so I guess I'll tie it to the dog. I don't know. That's what she gave me.
Oh, I love it.
You know what? Felix is just going to, he's just, screw all that. He's just going to reach down and try to pull her up.
Okay. Bia and Felix, both of you make athletics checks with advantage.
Okay.
Because everybody's helping.
Athletics. I hope this goes better than normal.
Oof. Oh, no.
Hey, it didn't suck too well, bad on my end.
Princess Thea is able to get up because she rolled a 16. Felix rolled a 4. So what is the consequence here?
God damn it. You're going to make everything my fault.
No. Felix, you were able to pull Princess Thea up. And as you lift her up, she falls on top of you. And you both are in a heap on the floor.
Ow.
And now the dogs come up to you and they both start licking your faces all slobber-like.
Okay, no, not the time. Down. No. Ow. You're heavier than you look.
Delania reach will get you up.
Preach.
Yeah. Preach.
Okay, yeah. So I guess they're going to try and pull Delaney up now. Athletics, I mean, again.
Can you take that rope and squish it down to me?
Yeah. Yeah, Felix is just going to throw the rope down this time. He's like, hey, okay, nope, brute strength's not going to work.
While they're doing that, can I cast a thing on myself? Because I think mage armor is probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you may cast mage armor. Delania and Felix, again, make athletics checks with advantage.
15, that's better.
So yeah, Felix, you're able to help pull Delania up. Let's see how Delania does.
21.
Yeah, yes. You are able to pull Delaney up out of the hole.
Thank you for not landing on me.
You're welcome.
And like Felix is like kind of looking him over like, are you guys okay? Are you hurt? Like,
oh, yeah.
Blood in the tissue again. And Felix is going to pull out his honey mead of greater healing and he is going to split it between the two of them.
Aww.
It's you regain 4d4 plus 4. And since you're splitting it in half, let's say 2d4 plus 4.
Okay.
Ooh.
She's so
being generous, which means something really bad's about to happen.
So that's a 7. So that's 11 points.
On either side of you, you have the pit that just formed. And then on the other side of you, there is another pit. But this one looks even more ominous and foreboding.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should we use that the click like and a flash money pit to make sure?
Thea, did you roll for your mead, your honey mead?
Nope. What am I supposed to do? I was busy working out my armor.
2d4 plus 4.
Do the plus 4.
Thank you.
Four.
That's delicious. I really appreciate it.
Because it's my HP.
Oh. But
so 8.
Right? So that's for the mead. Does that give me hit points back?
Mm-hmm. Delalia, Bill and Lil both lick your face now that you're out of the pit.
And I regain 3 more hit points?
No.
Worth a
thanks,
shot.
Guys.
Worth a shot.
Thanks, guys. I miss you too.
So I guess we'll make our way to the big creepy hole.
Let's go to the big creepy hole.
All right. Should we do the camera clickety-clickety?
The click and flash?
The click and flash?
To keep us from being smashed.
Yes.
All right. So she is going to pull out her click and flash, and if you know what I mean, and point it at the hole, if you know what I mean. And she's going to click and flash, if you know what I mean.
Are these all just like innuendos?
I guess.
Okay. I'm here for it.
You point it at the hole, like, so just from where you're standing or with your mage hand?
With my mage hand.
Okay.
I'm so scared.
If you know what I mean.
So the mage hand takes the click and flash down the pit. And once again, Thea, you can feel yourself getting really close to the end of where this mage hand is able to go. But it goes as far as it can and it clicks. And you can hear the sound of the camera whirring as it comes back up. And by the time it gets to you, this little piece of parchment is already starting to spit out of the click and flash. And it's hard to read. It looks like whatever's down there, it's dark. You see more faint outlines of bones and skeletons, but it's hard to get you. I'll tell you what you don't see. You don't see like a giant monster in this picture.
I think it's empty. Like,
how deep was it? How far does your matron
go? You know what
go?
I mean. See, that's the right place to put that.
Good job. You did a good job. I feel like Lydia's just like, I'm going to put it every sentence just in case.
It's 30 feet to the where the ground does meet.
Oh, my rope goes 50 feet, so we're good.
There's bones down there, but I see no scary beast.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's go see what's down there.
Okay. So Felix is going to tie it, the rope, to something sturdy that will not crumble. Is there something sturdy that will not crumble?
Sure. There's a stalagmite close by.
Yay! Thank you, DM.
All right. Everybody roll athletics or dexterity to shimmy your way down the rope into the next level of the mines, the third level. It's like Stardew Valley.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't mean to make that a...
Oh my gosh, you guys!
Oh no.
I rolled a 15. Everyone else care to share their numbers?
I got a 4.
Oh.
Lydia crit.
I got 2 2s. I accidentally rolled with advantage and I still got 2 2s.
You got a natural 1.
Yeah,
Lydia,
the game was like 12. The game was like, no, you are getting
death
1 on this roll.
It shall be.
Oh. All right, okay. Felix, I think maybe... Okay, so what order do you guys go down? Let me ask that.
I think Felix was planning on going down first.
And I'll go second.
I mean, if you don't want me to fall on you.
Look, if you hit me, that slows your descent. So let's just accept that as it is.
I'm taking damage. There's no way around this, guys.
Yep. Fair God.
I do have Felix. Better... I have my armor on. Aren't you proud of me?
I'm so proud.
Felix, you start down the rope and it's going okay. Delavia comes down after you and you can hear up above Delavia, what, Kelsey, what's happening with Delavia?
Definitely I would say trying to do too much at once, like trying to like talk to the dogs and like give them instructions while going down, and she just sort of like makes a fool of herself as she's falling to the point where she's at one point upside down but holding onto the rope. So she like bops her head and like hits the wall 4 times on the way down, when really it shouldn't be that hard. It should be like an easy rappel, but it's like like a cartoon.
And she definitely bumps into Felix on the way down and takes Felix down with her. So Felix, you feel Delalia fall past you comically. And there's a moment where Felix is like, what? And then next, Princess Thea, you are just starting to crawl down this rope, and all of a sudden there's like a and like a bat just like shoots out from somewhere and like just like right by your face, and I think it's just like a and you like just let go. You just instantly let go of the rope and you just start to fall.
I love bats. Why would they? How could they?
Am I on the ground by this point? Like,
it just, well, Felix, you're still climbing. So Delavia goes by. And then Felix, you only have a moment to think before Fintus Thea hits you and brings you down with her. Like the last five feet. So you are softening the blow for Thea. So Felix, I'm going to say you take her damage. Just take 1d4 bludgeoning damage because it was only 5 feet.
Wait, I take damage?
Yeah. I take
Felix
the damage.
Felix is taking it because you landed
on
Felix.
Three.
So Felix is going to take that for you.
Wait, he's taking it for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You landed Daddy. On me.
That's sometimes crits are that way.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine. I'm still doing well Delalia, on my hit points, guys. Don't worry.
You take 1d4 damage too, Delalia. You fell down that hole. Actually, I feel like you should take more than 1d4.
3 is very close to 4.
Delalia, all of the bonking on the way down somehow slowed you down so that when you hit the ground... But you are very messed up, Delalia. You look a mess.
I don't and look the dogs, hot.
The dogs are a little bit embarrassed up above, and they both kind of wince. Ooh, that's
oh no! That's usually everyone admires me.
Oh no! Like
Thea's just like, rubbing her butt, and she says, "I think it's safe to say it's been a rough day."
No.
And Felix and was like that, standing Thea. Up, and he's just like. You're starting to make a habit out of this, princess. I'm getting concerned.
And with that, Thea, you don't have to talk in verse anymore. Thank we'll say you. It's been an hour.
Yay!
And the bills are gone then.
That fall just knocked the vime right out of her.
Yeah, the bills like wince at each other as they watch you fall, Delalia. Oh. And then you look up and you see that they're both wagging their tails and waving at you as they disappear.
They say, remember me as I was.
Oh man,
you two are having a rough time. I'm so sorry. I guess I should have waited on that mead.
I mean, I think it was necessary when you gave it to us.
It was also, yeah, we also needed it then.
Hey, you're not rhyming anymore.
To rhyme after that.
Oh, right.
My goodness. Fantastic.
Maybe next time it happens, we'll just like hit you in the head with a rock and it'll go away. Look, might as well try it, okay?
We'll
everybody make a
mind.
Stealth check.
Oh man,
that's fine. Bring it on. Let's just go. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm gonna take the group average. Felix and Lydia, Felix and Princess Thea rolled really well. Delalia got a 9, so I'm gonna say on average, you guys are okay.
Okay, thank you.
Can we perceive and investigate? What is that?
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what you see without having to roll anything. Delalia, Felix, and Princess Thea, you find yourself in a small stone chamber, similar to the level above. You see crystals in the walls and skeletons languishing on the floor. Because of your stealth check, nothing notices that you're here.
I'm
Make
sorry.
A perception check now.
I'm sorry.
I'm not impressed.
That's...
Oh, no.
I had my disadvantage on. Sorry.
Points.
I had my disadvantage on. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to go with the 20 because that's the one on the left. Yes. And I always go with the one on the left. Immediately, all three of you notice two things. First, straight ahead is another dark tunnel. And secondly, off to the right, you see another hole in the ground. What do you do?
I'm going to go look at the hole in the ground.
Yeah, it looks like it has things in it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm scared of them, but we need to go check them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to the hole too.
He is going to fall.
So all three of you and Lorne peek your heads over the hole. At the bottom of the hole, you see three small figures unmoving, as if asleep. One looks to be a small gnome boy. Another looks to be a very small gnome-sized orc child. And the third and final figure is that of someone you recognize. At the bottom of the pit, you see Hilda, your friend from the inn in Highgard.
What? I didn't make that sound in the cave, but I wanted to. I think Thea's gonna just like clasp a hand over her mouth.
Take a picture. Take a clickety clack.
Thea is. Well, I don't know if that would alert.
That's my attempt at like gnomish, and it's not good. Like it's bad.
Aww.
Thea is going to take out the click and flash, and she's going to.
Because it might not be that.
She's going to say...
Hilda's here.
She's going to say, guys, I need you to watch my back. If something else sees this flash, we need to be ready.
Felix draws his sword and shield.
And Thea's...
And I draw my bow.
Gonna click and flash.
Click! And the flash illuminates the pit. And you can see these three figures a little more clearly. And there's the whirring of the click and flash as the parchment comes out. And you see on the parchment are three figures at the bottom of the pit that match what you see when you look into the pit. A small gnome boy, a small orc child, and your friend Hilda from the Highguard Inn.
Are they sleeping?
Does Felix recognize the alive? Gnome child? Oh, sorry, so many questions at once.
Felix, you recognize the gnome child. It looks like Pipsqueak. And what was your question, Lydia?
Can we tell if they're alive?
When the flash goes off, you see that it looks like they start to stir.
Okay, so here's the thing. We can either take them with us now and run away and come back later, or we can go down that tunnel and see if the thing that took them is in it. What should we do?
We need to get these children out of here.
I do too, but what if that thing chases us? Would they be in more danger then?
We can't leave them here.
You know what? If it chases us, then we will put them down. I have my bag of tricks, so we have a little bit more protection. I think we need to try to get them out of here first.
Okay.
Or at least send them up.
Wait, should we... maybe Dashing and Glimgoth are back.
Yeah. That was my thought, is if we send them up, then maybe they can start getting out. How far deep is this hole?
10 feet. 5 feet across.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Felix is going to climb down.
Yeah, Thea's...
Yeah, you pass them up, Felix.
Thea's going to, stay where she is. Not doing great with holes today.
Felix, make an athletics check. Sorry, I didn't realize I was throwing so many holes at you guys when I made this dungeon.
18.
Literal holes.
I was going to say, you two have had very bad luck with holes today. Maybe I should go down.
Go down.
18.
Felix, you're able to climb down into the hole, and as you reach the bottom, you see these three children, two of which you know, the third does not look familiar to you. They look kind of sick, like kind of pale and dirty, and they appear weak. And as you crouch down, you can see that their eyes are starting to flutter open a little bit, and they're starting to stir.
Felix just kind of puts a finger up to his lips and is just like, shh, shh, shh. Is everybody okay? And he's kind of like checking them over, to see if like they're injured, if they can walk.
And you see Hilda's eyes open and she looks at you groggily. And then there's a moment of immediate recognition. And then she, and you put your finger up to your lips. And then she narrows her eyes for a second and she says,
what happened in Highguard? What did you save me from?
It was, I'm blanking on the word.
Jackalware.
Jackalware. Sorry, all I could think of was Anubis.
She does not trust you. Hilda's always been a total badass. Yeah.
And he just smiles a little and he's like, it was a Jackalware. Are you okay? How did you get down here?
And she immediately rushes to you, Felix, and throws her arms around you and hugs you really, really tight. And she says, I knew you would come, Felix. I knew you would come. I told them that Felix was a hero and that he would come and he would save us.
Wait, why would Felix... Why would you think... no offense, but you're really far from home?
Delilia, you're not in the pit.
You're 5 feet away, though.
You're 10 feet away. They're 10 feet down, and it's 5 feet across. I mean, you can peek over if you want.
Yeah, I'm peeking because I want to make sure everybody's okay, but this is mysterious and weird.
Yeah, Felix hugs her back, but he's a little cautious about it, and he's like, of course, I'd come to help. What are you doing here? How did you get down here? Where is your mother?
Hilda looks shaken, and she shakes her head. And as she is preparing herself to tell you this story, you see Pipsqueak is awake now and is looking around scared with big scared eyes, kind of hugging his knees to himself. Mm-hmm. And the third figure is just like looking around, but you can't really read their expression. They also do seem afraid, but mm-hmm. they're holding this loot in their hands for dear life and just like clutching this loot like it's a teddy bear.
Nice bark, huh. Baby.
Don't play.
And Felix like kind of looks at all of them to make sure that, you know, he is a friend. He's not here to hurt them. And he's just like, Pipsqueak, do you remember me? Felix, from town? Your dad sent me to come get you. Are you okay?
Pipsqueak looks at you with really big eyes, Felix. And when you ask him if he recognizes you, he shakes his head yes. Good. And when you ask him if he's okay, he just, like, tears just start to pour down his face.
Okay. It's okay. We're going to get you guys out of here, okay? Do you, and like he looks over at the orc child and he's just like, do you speak common?
And the child nods.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to lift you guys up and my friends are going to pull you out of here. They're good people and they're going to take care of you. Okay. And then I'll be right after you. I want you to stay close to them.
Okay.
I think somebody should keep watch while we pull them out. I don't want to turn our backs on this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep watch, Thea.
And so Felix is going to lift up Pipsqueak first because he's the smallest and going to lift him up to Delalia.
I'm just going to say Thea's arms are drawn. Like,
yeah.
All right, let's see. Pipsqueak is pretty light. Delalia, if you wanted to like halfway climb down and take Pipsqueak and climb back up, you could do that. He's very small.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, because Hilda's like 13, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hilda's like 12 or 13. Pipsqueak is like 4.
Yeah, he's a baby baby.
And he's a gnome, yeah. So he's like the size of a cat. Like,
okay, mm-hmm. So I go get Pipsqueak, so he's out.
Okay. So you're able to get Pipsqueak out, and he kind of looks around really scared when you get up to the top, and he's still crying, Princess Thea. I was gonna say narratively, I don't want to make you like roll each time you go down and stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's just say, let's have you each roll once for what action you're trying to do. So Delalia, roll just once, like dexterity or athletics for the act of getting the three children out.
Would mine be strength because I'm lifting?
Yeah, and you can. Oh no!
Fuck!
Oh no!
Can I use an inspiration point?
Yes.
Is that a reroll?
Sure. Yes. Let's re-roll. Let's do it by Justin rules and re-roll.
Justin. All right. So
your digital
the
dice
two
need to
is
go to
dramatically
jail.
Better than the one. So that's a 4.
Delalia, you're able to get Pipsqueak out. As you go to like help the small orc child get out, they're resistant to you. They don't want to come up with you. They look at you distrustfully. They don't know you.
Okay. Here. I'll hop down. Felix, will you help these guys up? And I'll be down here pushing.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I guess I climb out of the hole. Go ahead.
Pipsqueak's just by himself. We're not down here.
Well, Thea's up there. Okay. So Felix crawls out of the hole to lift the orc child up. That's an 8. So I guess it's just the curse if whoever's doing the pulling out of the children is going to roll terribly. I rolled an 8. I mean,
so,
it's not terrible.
So
but.
This little orc child, they're also not totally like trusting you, Felix. And I think it's actually Hilda who goes up to them and she's like, come on, I told you that Felix would come and save us, that he was a hero. This is Felix. This is him. This is our chance to get away. You have to come. Come on. And I'm going to roll persuasion as Hilda, I guess.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. You're going to die down here, kid.
We used all of our kids.
They just curl up into a little ball and they shake their head like they're too afraid. They're too afraid to move. If you're going to take them from this pit, you're going to have to take them by force.
I grapple him.
That's Delalia's solution for everything.
I, it's, It's a feat. It's a thing I can do. It is a feat.
Can you grapple their voices as well? Delaney? Because I would scream if I was grappled.
Yeah. So I have developed the skills necessary to hold my own in close quarters grappling. I have advantage on attack rolls against a creature that I'm grappling. I can use my action to try to pin a creature grappled by me. We have to look it up every time. I need to just put notes in here.
You know what? I'm just going to say Delaney does it. Okay. Delaney does it. She grabs the child. That doesn't
trust us anymore.
But that's okay. Nope. It doesn't, but you do get him out. And you guys have all three of them out of the pit. Hilda looks nervously towards the tunnel on the side of the wall. And she says, we have to go. We have to go now before it wakes up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go fast. Let's go fast and quiet. Everybody pay attention to where you're going. Be very, very quiet. Hold a grown-up's hand.
So we're climbing up the rope, but would Thea's magical hand be able to maybe lift some of these children up so they don't have to climb?
More than 10 pounds, I would assume.
Pipsqueak might not.
Pipsqueak?
Oh, he's about the size of a cat.
Might be small enough. He's very so small. Dumb.
I give Pipsqueak my fiddle like, fair cup to
I could
hold.
Also just like put like in a not weird way, put my hand like under their butt as they climb and just give them an extra nudge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An advantage.
You do that. And Delaney, you give Pipsqueak the fiddle fair cup and you see that he stops crying and he just like holds it really close and looks at you. And now you can tell he trusts you a little bit more.
And I say, hey, buddy, your dad asked us to come down here. And he found us and he made sure to keep you safe. That's why we're here. Okay.
Make sure they know to stay to the sides of the tunnel when they get up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So let me ask you this as a DM. What, are you as a team planning to take the children out now and come back later? Or are you kind of sending the kids up on their own and staying down here?
I think we need to at least get them to the end of the crumbly ground bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of taking them that far and then saying either they stick around in that area or they try and...
like leave Lorne with them?
Make their way out of the cave. Oh yeah, they could leave Lorne with them. And then, because then Lorne could...
Because
Lorne could...
I just want to go home.
Lorne could communicate with us if something goes wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that guys... Okay, let's just decide it.
It's so hard with children.
Let's put them up there and tell them that Lorne will lead them out.
Okay.
And then ask Lorne to come back once they're out so that we know. And that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to send, to get back to town and make sure that everybody's safe. And we'll figure the kid thing out later. But they're alive and that's awesome. So
yeah.
Okay. So you send the kids up. I'll move them over here for now. You send the kids up.
I think also that I explained to Hilda exactly how to get past the traps that we faced so that she can help guide them because she's smart. She knows what she's doing as well.
Yeah.
And you send Lorne with them so he can communicate with his visions to show them things.
Lorne, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to miss you, but I know that you've got this. Okay, buddy?
Go ahead.
There you go.
I was just going to say, before she goes, Hop, Hilda says, Felix, you're not going to try to fight that all by yourself, are you, guys?
I have my friends, and we're going to try to do something. We have to try and do something. That's what heroes do, even when it scares them. So I need you to be brave and lead the other kids out, okay?
Hilda nods.
Okay, I'm going to ready an action. So, Thea's gonna say, Hilda said something was about to come out of that tunnel, so I think we should stay here and wait for it, and maybe do an ambush. I'm going to cast Hold Person. So this is just metagame. She's gonna ready Hold Person, and the thing that will trigger it is when something exits that tunnel.
You are readied for that, Princess Thea. Delaney and Felix, is there anything you want to do?
Felix draws his sword and shield, and he's going to move over here, I think, to kind of like they can like try corner the thing and hit it all at once. Does that make sense? Is that a good idea, guys? Do we just kind of move it?
Okay. Felix,
Yes.
When it comes out, mm-hmm. make sure that you get 30 feet away from it.
30 feet?
Or if you don't remember, never mind. You'll remember. I know you will. So do we want to, once we get placed, do we want to make sure that we make a noise or something and get it to come out here?
I
think that's the best.
Yeah. Okay. I was just going to wait, but you know how to trap things. I'm just scared.
It's okay.
We can do it.
We got this. We just have to work as a team and we have to communicate and
we're going to win in the end.
Before we go, I'm going to run up here and I'm going to take the nightmare candle and I'm going to place it right here on the ground.
I love you.
I guess Felix is going to bang his sword on his shield.
Oh, okay.
He's going to bang on the shield and he's going to say, "Come out, you coward. We finally tracked you down. This ends here."
Yes, Felix.
Felix, you hear your battle cry echo throughout the dark, dank mine. And from deep within the tunnel, everyone hears something stir.
That's how I feel.
And a moment goes by, and nothing. And then suddenly, you see a figure starting to appear from within the dark tunnel. And as this figure comes out, Princess Thea's spell is triggered. You see a small gnome with orange hair come out of the tunnel.
No. I knew it. No, 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 no.
And immediately, Princess Thea, your spell takes hold and you feel yourself holding this person who you and Delalia would not recognize. But Felix, your heart just like drops. Your stomach drops. Your heart skips a beat as you see the figure of Myronita Dophicile come out of the tunnel.
I shoot.
No!
What do you shoot? Or
an arrow.
Roll initiative. All right, everybody roll initiative.
Do I get my shot in, though?
Felix?
Yeah, you can get your shot in. So, Delethia, what do you roll to attack?
Dirty 20.
Okay.
No!
That hits. Delethia, roll for damage.
6 points of damage.
Okay. So, Felix, everyone sees as this small gnome woman with bright orange hair steps out of the tunnel, she immediately seizes up as Princess Thea's spell takes hold. Felix, your heart skips a beat, your stomach drops, and in that same instant, you see your friend Delalia shoot this person with an arrow, piercing them through the shoulder.
No, 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 no! And Felix is gonna run towards her.
Felix, no! You know this thing
Felix,
can make
it's
illusions.
An illusion.
Ask her a question only she would know the answer to.
She's looking at you, Felix, with pleading eyes. Big yellow pleading eyes.
I'm sorry. So Felix looks deep into her yellow eyes. And like his face goes just really cold and he just says, "How dare you?" And he's going to take his sword and swing.
Felix, roll to attack.
Good job. Good job, buddy.
I'm proud of you.
I am so mad right now. That's a 24
yes!
to hit.
Holy schnauk.
How dare you wear her face? He's going for the head. He's mad.
Felix, you slash at this figure's head and it leaves a long gash along this figure's neck and collarbone and it recoils from you in pain and looks away and then it rolls its head back towards you and looks at you again and smirks. Princess Thea, you feel as you start to lose your hold on this creature. And all three of you see as this figure that appears as Myronita dissolves into a mist.
Oh no.
And begins to hover in the air above you, and you hear a deep, low. Only more menacing than that, because it's hard for me to do a deep, low laugh.
That was pretty menacing. I felt menaced.
And
I have been menaced.
And you see, as the gas swirls around you, and then flies up the tunnel.
No!
The kids!
No!
No! Will our heroes be able to save the kids before it's too late? And are they ready to face the Oni? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. Thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick-Caruza, Sean-Pierre Ringgold, and Kat Harker. Songs in this episode include Spellbound and Spellbound Part 2 by Vinsvept of Bandcamp.com, The Path of the Goblin King Version 2, and Decline by Kevin MacLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io. The Oni by Ted Bushman. All other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. All sound effects from Zapsplat.com. Until next time.
I'm gonna have nightmares. Oh, my heart!
Oh, it's a rude monster. It's very rude.
Son of a bitch!
It is a rude monster.
Kelsey, are you okay?
I hate it.
I just, my like scared for children bits are coming out. I'm just like, ah, the babies! Also, let me know if my carrots are too crunchy.
Oh, you're good. Rebecca, I just put... your snacks are all thoroughly crunchy, but it's okay. I'll just edit it out.
I'm eating a bowl of broken glass. Is that a problem?
We're gonna win in the end. We must be strong.
Boom, 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 boom. We must be brave.